Hello.
Hi there. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Hector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
How do I vote in Hector County?
If you are registered to vote. Are you?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you, sir. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
According to what side of town you live on.
Excuse me? Oh, yes, but in general, would you say this on the things are moving on the right track or wrong track?
A little bit of both.
All right, so you're not sure? Is that it?
Right.
Very well, we can go with that answer. What is the most important issue facing Hector County right now, in your opinion?
West Odessa.
Excuse me?
West Odessa.
No, I'm talking about an issue that is important to you that
is,
would like to see.
West Odessa is west of, is there's a community out here that's called West Odessa.
Okay, so that's the issue right there. You would like to see something done about Odessa. Is that correct?
Well, West Odessa. There's Odessa, the big city of Odessa.
All right.
And then we're out in the county. We have over 70,000 people out here in an unincorporated area.
Okay, and what would you like to see done in West Odessa?
Infrastructure. More restaurants.
Okay, very well.
Let's see. People.
Okay, that's good enough. Infrastructure and more restaurants, very well. There would be more about that in just a couple of questions ahead. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you, sir.
We're all filled out here, so we got
okay. All right. 5 years from now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably about the same or better.
Same? Better?
Well, I'll put it this way. If Biden stays office, we're all sunk.
Well, so would you say better, worse, or about the same at this point? And, you know,
it's according to who gets elected.
So, about the same?
About the same or better.
Okay, about the same. Very well, moving on. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned, but I think as long as your oilfield stays running, it's got to be, you know.
I see. Very well. So is that somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each in Hector County? The first one is public transportation. Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Sorry.
Poor? Poor, okay. Sorry, okay, I don't have that one. Okay, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. How would you rate that one?
Well, very good. That's about all there is.
Good, okay. Is that excellent or good?
I'd say, well, good.
Good, very well. How about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Oh, yes. I mean, we're totally mixed out here. I mean.
Okay. So would you rate it Hector County as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Having natural beauty and physical setting.
It's according to what you mean.
Natural beauty and physical settings in Hector County. How would you rate the county, the whole county in that particular characteristic? Excellent, good,
well,
fair, or poor?
You live in the desert, it's kind of hard to say beauty.
Okay.
So yeah, beauty is the eyes of the beholder.
So, okay, very well. So which one would you choose, though, of the options available?
Repeat the deals again.
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I say fair to good.
Fair. Is that correct?
Right.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Oh, not hardly.
Is that fair or poor or good?
Poor.
Poor.
Poor
okay.
Start.
Okay. How about public safety and low crime?
I say poor to fair.
Which one, poor or fair?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. How would you rate that particular characteristic?
Well, jobs you want to grow. So jobs is great right now.
Okay, so is that excellent, good, or fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, very well, thank you, sir. Availability of quality health care?
Bad.
That's poor?
Poor.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
They're excellent.
Excellent, thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Thank you, sir. Availability of...
better than what it was 20 years ago. It's gaining,
okay.
You know.
All right. Availability of affordable housing.
What's your rate of affordable housing?
Well, I'm not supposed to add any further information to the service, so... that's what it is right now. However, you understand the question. How would you rate Hector County in the availability of affordable housing? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's not good, I'll put it that way. It's probably poor.
Poor, thank you. How about the quality of public schools?
Poor.
Poor.
I mean, we got the schools, just they're not teaching the right stuff.
All right. Okay, very well. I understand. How about effective leadership from elected officials? How would you rate the county on that particular characteristic? Effective leadership from elected officials.
Well, how do you feel about the American government?
No, I mean, we're talking not just the elected officials in Hector County. How would you rate them? Effective as part of effective leadership?
It ain't worth a darn.
So that's poor or fair?
Poor.
Poor. And one more, offering job opportunities in your field. How would you rate that one?
Job opportunities in my field? Well,
yes, sir.
Since I've been retired, I guess everybody's going to be retired.
Okay, so is that excellent, good, or fair, or poor?
I was a rig mechanic beforehand, and there's plenty of opportunities for that.
So it's good or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first I mentioned here is people like you. How would you rate Hector County as a place to live for people like you? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, good.
Good, okay. I'm
Native American. I'm not white, I'm Native American.
All right. How about for racial and ethnic minorities? How would you rate Hector County as a place to live for racial and ethnic minorities?
It's good. I mean, it's...
okay, good. For young,
Hispanic,
single... yes, sir?
Hispanic people is everywhere out here. I mean, there's probably 70% in Hispanic
County. All right. And for young, single people, how would you rate the Hector County as a place to live? Young, single people.
Too expensive.
Is that excellent for them? Good, fair, or poor?
Probably poor.
Poor, okay. Okay. How about Okay. How would you rate it for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good. Probably good. Excellent.
Excellent? Yeah. Okay. And for people living below the poverty line, how would you rate that?
Poor.
Poor. For immigrants from other countries?
Good. I mean, good. There's lots of people. There's a lot of people in here from over South America and overseas. And,
yes. Yeah, you mentioned that. You mentioned that before. Thank you, sir. Yeah. And for retirees, or people retiring from the workforce, is that a Hector County is a good place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good, thank you. How about for families with children?
It's good. I mean, it's probably excellent.
Excellent, okay. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market, how would you rate that?
Probably good, except for the housing is too expensive.
Well, it's good, except for the housing expenses, you know.
Good. All right. Very well. Almost done, sir. Almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Is that, would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you, sir. And over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Same? Thank you, sir. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs, from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm probably familiar.
Somewhat familiar? Okay.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Well, it's according to what you're looking at. I mean, oil field is excellent. If you're looking at other stuff, it's poor.
So would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, or not too confident, or not at all?
Probably not too confident.
Not too confident. All right. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plan for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Well, it's kind of like I said before.
Uh-huh.
If
yes.
In Odessa, it's excellent. If you live in West Odessa, where I live at, it's poor.
All right. So would you say you are very familiar with the vision and plan for community development? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Thank you, sir. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, that's a good, very well. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
I wish. If when my wife retires in about 5 years, 5 to 7 years, we'll be moving.
So you are very likely to move then, or somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Could it be retirement? Okay, let me read the reason.
Well,
maybe you can point out something else.
Healthcare.
Okay, the choices over here are poor economic conditions that include lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, family reasons like retirement that you mentioned, poor educational opportunities for them and their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns like poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, and illegal immigration. Of all of those, what would be the main reason for you to move? Retirement, still?
Well, cost of living and retirement.
Okay, so poor quality of life and retirement, would that be it? Or
yes.
Poor economic conditions?
I think I don't know.
More
health care than anything.
Okay, so
I know it's not on your list, but that would be the my need to see specialist is going to be more because I'm just
all right. So you need to move for medical reasons mostly.
Right.
Okay, so that would be like I will enter it as a poor quality of life then because it doesn't qualify for any other one that I mentioned. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Very well, sir. Almost done. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican,
thank you. And for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
65.
Thank you, sir. Almost there for retirement, huh?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Do you have a child living in your house?
No kids.
No kids. Very well. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Native American.
In that case, I will enter you as other because I don't have a Native American directly here mentioned. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes,
thank you. And is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and above?
40 to 75.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Well, myself, I am disabled, so I'm retired. My wife still works.
Retired. Okay, very well. Thank you. This question is about gender, so it's just part of the service, sir. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm definitely male. I'm not in it.
Okay, thank you so much. Last question. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
All right. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Very kind of you. Have a wonderful day.
Start talking your head off.
Okay, thank you. good.